This episode of Women Got Game is supported in part by Jim White Toyota, a proud sponsor of women's collegiate athletics in Northwest Ohio. Visit jimwhitetoyota.com.
Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. Welcome. This is the third episode of a three-part series on name, image, and likeness. We get to hear from two community leaders who've stepped up to support the future of women's sports through NIL sponsorships. Today in the studio, I'm excited to chat with Vinnie Schiavone, the general manager of Jim White Toyota, and Katie Fields, owner of Inside the Five Brewing Company. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We're here today to talk about NIL, name, image, and likeness, but specifically how it pertains to women's collegiate athletics. And as an NIL agent, I have to start off by saying I've had the privilege to work with both of you as sponsors and within the community, and I have to give you a kudos for stepping up to the plate. I'm very grateful, and I know the young ladies that I represent are very grateful for NIL opportunities, and it means a lot to the program, you know, the university, and specifically the student-athlete. So thank you. And today we're just going to kick it back and forth. We're going to have some fun. And hopefully our listeners are going to learn a few things about, you know, NIL and why you do what you do. So the first question I'm going to start off with is, what inspired you as, you know, your organization or your business to get involved with NIL sponsorships, but specifically women's sports?
Well, I'm a female, so that's, you know, women empowerment, and that was one, you know, positive thing coming in and working with female athletes, and they don't get enough attention. And I think that with the NIL and the opportunities that they have, there's a lot of potential there. And I have two daughters, and they have, you know, their role models, and I want to encourage them to continue in their sports and show that there is support and, you know, encouragement for these female athletes to continue.
I think they're soccer players, aren't they?
They're everything.
Yeah, that's good. They're into it all. What about you, Vinny?
I have one daughter, and she's 31 now, so she's not in sports anymore. But even just when she was growing up, there just wasn't anything there. So when I proposed this to our organization, I'm like, you know, we do football, we do basketball, we do all this stuff, and nobody's doing anything for women's sports. So I just took a leap and said, this is where we're going to dedicate our time to. And our resources, too, just to help, especially the University of Toledo, out. And it's just probably one of the best things that I'm involved in right now.
And I think, you know, last year in the NIL with two athletes, which was Quinesha Lockett and Sophia Wired, getting two, you know, vehicles, brand new vehicles. I mean, I think at this point still, I haven't found any research on it, but I think it's the largest deal for women's collegiate athletics and the mid-majors anyway, in the Mid-America Conference specifically.
To this date, it still is. I keep looking.
Okay. All right.
So that's amazing. Good for you.
Awesome. It was something very special to be part of, and just how you just change these girls' lives. Everybody, you know, you have so many people like, oh my God, you gave them a car. No. They deserve a car, and they deserve a lot more, and there needs to be more people out there that does more stuff for the girls.
So let's talk a little about that, about how do you choose? I mean, all the athletes are great, right? And specifically, can you tell us a little bit about what qualities or values are you looking for if you're going to support a student athlete? What are you looking for in an athlete?
I'm looking at their core values. How do they relate to their community? What type of student are they? Not so much what they can bring to the table for us, because that's not what it's about. Just who are they as an individual? That's what I look at. I don't look at stats.
Yeah. And two, it's not performance-based. So NIL, that's one of the rules that while we have the audience today and educating them, one of the rules for compliance is it cannot be, you know, based on performance or, you know, anything around eligibility, things like that, and enrollment. So that's what I like about it. It's separating that, and there's a very clear line, you know, drawn in the sand there. What about you, Katie?
You know, everyone has a story. So you're looking for that story and to add to their story. And it's not necessarily about, like you said, how they perform on the field and rewarding them with that. I mean, every student athlete deserves to be rewarded. So, you know, student athletes work hard and trying to find that story that you, you know, can either relate to or that resonates with you and doing something for them. Also, you know, athletes have to want to do it. So what athletes want to get involved with your business or what athletes are out there looking for exposure and things like that.
Yeah, and this is my next question. So I know you mentioned, Vinny, you know, you're really not doing it for any, you know, benefit coming back to your business. But has your brand indirectly seen any kind of, what would you say, any good vibe, community-related public relations? Is there anything that you saw that you did get by being involved with student athletes and these great female athletes?
You know, we don't track any type of sales from this at all. I mean, we have, even when a customer walks into our showrooms, we ask them what brought them in. And we have had an uptick of, hey, thank you for supporting women's basketball. So we have, all my sales professionals do that. But we're not doing it for that. Now, I'm on TV a lot, and I'm all over the city, and I'm all over town, so we'll have boosters come up and say, hey, Vinny, thank you so much for doing what you're doing for women's sports. We really appreciate it. So, you know, that type of stuff, but I don't track the ROI on it at all. I just don't, because that's not what we're doing it for.
Katie, what about you as far as your brand and your brewing company and restaurants and whatnot?
So this is new for us. So we have, you know, yet to see any impact. So stay tuned for that. You know, you'll have to have me back and I'll give you an update on that. But with any partnership, you want to look at, you know, what can this bring both sides? We did look at it as, you know, we have a tap room, a production facility, a space by the university. So we looked at it as how can we reach students? And using athletes and their social media platforms and using them to attract other students to our place is, you know, kind of what we're looking for on our side. And then if it doesn't work, then, hey, we made a great relationship with some student athletes and we rewarded them and they got something out of it. So it's a win-win.
So next question, do you feel NIL deals for women's sports provide a different marketing or audience engagement opportunity compared to men's sports? What do you think, Vinny? Are you attracting? I mean, I guess when you're looking at buying cars, who makes the decision in the household? Is it typically women who are going to make the final decision on buying a car?
Well, in our business, 85% of the buying power women hold.
I agree with that.
I mean, that's been a known fact
like
for
it.
Probably the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And our clientele, our customer base is 68% women. Yeah, I mean, it makes a huge difference.
What do you think, Katie? Do you think it's, you know, is it different than men's sports as far as a different, is it engaging a different audience for you? And I know, you know, you're right there by the university, but obviously you have a lot of other people coming into other locations.
You kind of expect it with men's sports because it's not new. I mean, NIL is new, but supporting male athletes is old news. Companies and people supporting women's sports is as hard as it is to say. It's new.
It is.
So me as a customer seeing you supporting women's sports, I'm more likely to go there because I'm like, I like this guy. Like, you know, they're supporting not only women, but, you know, college athletes. And that, I think that speaks volumes for your business.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, it's really that topic of supporting women's sports and kind of gender equality, if you will. I think that's kind of the vibe here with, you know, and your company's viewing the role of NIL mm-hmm. in advancing gender equality in sports. Because like you said, Katie, you're going to see if you go to a sports pub, it's usually in the past has been predominantly men, right? Mm-hmm. They're all around the bar or looking at the different screens that you have all watching men's sports. But with female sports now, when I go into different pubs, you're seeing the TVs actually are playing WNBA or they actually have the, you know, local collegiate game on for women's basketball. So I think that's interesting. So Vinny, are you seeing any movement there with in that realm of gender equality and how brands can help create that?
The Caitlin Clark effect, you know, and we need to do more to help this area with that. And yes, I am seeing an uptick in that for sure.
Sure. And what about you, Katie?
I think just getting female athletes' name out there and that name recognition, you're going to, you know, turn on a women's basketball game, watch UT and be like, oh, I just saw that girl get a car or I just saw that girl on this ad. So just that name recognition is, you know, going to fill more seats at games, really. And it's not just, you know, I think of young girls, you know, looking up to these athletes and wanting to go to the game, but adults too. They're more invested if they know a little bit more about the players. So I think you're gonna get more fans.
100%.
And that's why every year we give out 4 games a year, and we bring 300 to 400 young ladies that play local basketball, and either it's AAU or local high schools or grade school, we get them the 4 games a year. And they wear their jerseys, and just to see these athletes play as young girls growing up in this area.
Sure, and it's a great atmosphere, too. I think if you've not been to a women's game, it is a different game.
Oh, yeah.
I think, than men's. And let's talk a little bit about that, Vinny, because I know, you know, we've had good conversations on that, too. But what do you think's dynamically different about it? If you've not been to a women's game, what's different?
I would rather watch women's basketball over men's any day of the week. And everybody asks me that question. Well, why? Because you're actually seeing the sport be played. It's all about finesse. It's all about work ethic. It's not all about brawn and, you know, slam dunking a basketball.
Yeah.
You know, and just to watch the girls play basketball, it's like, wow, it really is an art form. And that's what they bring to the table to me in this game.
Go to a women's soccer game, too. Those, I mean, they are athletes. I mean, they are throwing legal elbows and their body around. And it
I've never
is,
been to one.
It is amazing. I mean, women athletes with that drive are amazing to watch.
And you're looking at, too, look at the condition, the physical condition that they're in. They train, you know, the muscle mass. They have it, too. I mean, mm-hmm. they have a lot of speed, mm-hmm. especially, you know, in women's soccer and women's basketball, but even softball. I mean, just if you, you know, watch the, you know, the pitcher. I mean, fast pitch is an amazing sport as well. And they're clocking, you know, up there into the high, you know, marks of miles per hour. But you're exactly right. So let's talk about challenges that maybe that you guys see with foresee with college and universities when promoting women's athletics and specifically to NIL. How can they overcome it? If you're a brand in town, how do you attract more people to want to support female athletes with NIL? What are you seeing here are some obstacles for us, and how do we overcome them?
Obstacles, people are just still unfamiliar with what it is. They really are, and it's been around for a while now. Broadcasts like this. I talk about it to everybody I know that owns a business as much as I possibly can. And the message just has to keep coming from you guys, from us, and it just can't stop.
What do you think, Katie?
I mean, just attract more fans. Those, you know, get more people to the games and more opportunities to see these athletes, because once you see them and you hear these stories that Vinny's doing over here, like, who doesn't want to hop on that train, you know? Who doesn't want to be a part of that?
Do you think then NIL sponsorships are helping to close the visibility gap between men and women? Or do you think we need to do more with that? Because, you know, right now you both said, you know, a lot about exposure. And I think that's probably the key element that you had in common is, you know, how do we get it out there more? And it's not, you know, obviously I like the broadcasting angle of coverage, you know, game day. If you're not making it out to a game, we have to have more games on TV. You know, media has to be drawn to that. And that's only if you have people in the seats, right? And more sellout crowds. But how do we move that needle as a community?
just give more of these female athletes that platform. So, you know, giving them the exposure and these opportunities. Females are still behind men, but their entire athletic journey is, you know, a few steps behind male just because of the history. So I guess you can't, I don't want to compare female and men because female sports are still making leaps and bounds. And yeah, they're still behind the men's sports, but one step at a time and one athlete at a time, giving them that platform to shine and attract more fans.
Agree. Totally agree with it. And communities. Get with some of the local athletes and bring them to your establishment. You know, if you have an event, get them the exposure that they need and that they deserve. And no matter who they are, whether it's basketball, whether it's volleyball, whether it's golf, it doesn't matter. Find where your niche is and bring them into your fold of your business. Because we did a few events last year where I think I had a total of five or six of the Rocket Girls at two of the events.
Yeah.
And they made the event so much better. I'll tell you a little story real quick if I got time.
Yes.
Lockett was braiding a couple of the girls' hair in the service department during our Dents for Kids last year.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sammy threw a ball at her own cars just so she could fix a dent. So, and they just get so involved with the community when they're at these events, and it just comes back tenfold.
Sure,
it just does.
And they have great personalities. You know, we often forget they're great athletes, but they're great human beings.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's the thing, you know, with NIL and those sponsored athletes, you know, I think they influence their communities as well. You know, I think you do get that back, you know, because they show up. And like you said, if the little ones are there, they're, you know, they become their idols. They love to get mm-hmm. their autographs. They want their jerseys. They want to, you know, be them, you know, when they're older. So I really love that opportunity. So how do you think we ensure, you know, NIL partnerships for female athletes that can reflect authentically, right, and their true connection with their audience? You know, what like, I like events and appearances, but what else do you think would help in our community? Like you said, bring out an athlete to your organization, meet, greet, that type of thing. But what else do you think we could be doing better in our community for NIL for women?
I think give them the mic. They have stories, they have things to say, and just let them be themselves. Don't bring them in and tell them what to do. Just get to know these athletes. And I think when the world and the community gets to see these athletes, you know, they're going to fall in love with them and follow them, you know, just like anyone, adults, kids, everybody.
What do you think, Finny?
One word. That was good. Visibility.
Yeah,
that's what it boils down to, visibility.
Yes, and it goes both ways, right? Allowing them to be a part of our community, getting them out there, and let them be themselves authentically. So we did, I think, Katie, you touched on this early on in our conversation, but, you know, we talked about social media mm-hmm. and how that plays a role in the sponsorship strategy. And I know, Vinny, for you as well, you know, it is a quid pro quo, just so you know, any NIL deal, the student athlete must do something to receive the benefit of the NIL deal. That's the way it's set up. So, and that's why they have agents like myself as a go-between to coordinate, organize, and make sure that it is compliant with any university or college NCAA rules and whatnot, because we don't want it to be performance-based. We don't want it to be because they're doing something, you know, et cetera, that would hurt their eligibility. So I like those things are in place. But I guess really looking at it, social media, a lot of the athletes, some have, you know, 60,000 followers, where others just have maybe 300 followers. Let's talk a little bit about social media platforms for your businesses, and talk a little bit about Facebook, Instagram. Why is it important for these student athletes to really work on that a little bit more to get that message out there about what you're offering as a business?
For us, they do three Facebook, three Twitter, and three Instagram posts. And the nice thing about one way to get them more followers also is they tag our business into that. So now they're picking up, if they have 1,000 or 2,000 people, they tag the stores in this. Now they're picking up an additional 30, 40, 50,000 people. And then we also boost those posts to get their visibility there. So trying to help them on both ends also with the endorsement deals and with, you know, just visibility on the social media networks.
as much as you don't like it, social media is just huge. Mm-hmm. And the power of social media is insane. I mean, I remember in college going into the computer lab and starting my Facebook account. And it was all new and it was exciting. And you didn't think it was going to last, you know, 25 years later, but here we are. And the power of social media is incredible. So just having another reach from another crowd on social media to share, like you said, you share, you tag, and the impact is, you know, there.
Sure. And there's so many influencers now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane. You could have just, it's maddening sometimes. You look at it and you say, gosh, 80,000 posts. It's a full-time job to create that versus there's some student athletes I've already seen, you know, they're in high school and they already have 60,000 followers, you know, versus, you know, there's that whole collegiate realm, you know. And if you look at, you know, like the Caitlin Clarks of the world, mm-hmm. or Angel Reese, and you're right, they're getting, you know, all these large followings. And I think that really is what the larger brands are looking for, because then that's where they get most of their traction, mm-hmm. is if they're bringing, you know, the fans to the table. And if you've never been to a game, it can, hey, that looks like fun, I'm going to go. Or, hey, they support women's sports. I think people do pay attention to it. So let's talk about, how do you feel or see NIL evolving over the next few years for female athletes? Do you think it's only going to grow?
I honestly believe it's going to grow massively over the next 3 to 5 years.
It can only go up, right? It can only grow. I think the only thing it may hurt is recruiting. I think that people will choose schools, you know, based on the NIL opportunities. So I think if we as a community, as in Toledo, wants, you know, to attract more female athletes, you know, those perks from NIL deals are real, and they're going to look at that when they look at schools.
And this is one of the main reasons why we started doing what we did, is to help the university out. Oh my God, I could possibly go to Toledo and do this. You just, if any little bit that helps.
I'm glad you brought up recruitment, Katie, because you're exactly right. It's going to programs, it's going to be a competitive point, and a student athlete, you're looking at a particular school, you don't know where to go, you're a great athlete, and someone comes to the table, and you know, they're gonna, the students are athletes anyway, they're looking at NIL at the school, they just are, even though they may not say it, they are. So I think it does make a big difference in the type of talent you recruit and to maintain, right? And you're hoping they're coming for legacy and the coach and winning teams and all those wonderful things that make, I think, an institution great, and obviously to study and to get a great degree and an education. But you're right. This is the giant in the room that, you know, people keep, you know, everybody wants a winning team, but what do you have to do to get, create that?
Yep.
So
I think that also creates opportunity for more NIL deals for, you know, top recruits in high school. I think offering these, you know, NIL deals at a younger, you know, freshman coming in is, you know, going to help attract more people to the area too.
So, Vinny, what would you say if you had, you know, a crystal ball and you'd say in our marketplace, you know, what kinds of, you know, I think organizations, how can companies like you help other student athletes but also get other people excited? Like, what are we not doing? Do we need to host a open forum with the athletes there and it's a meet and greet for NIL? Or what do you think is going to move the needle?
You know, the open forums would be fabulous, especially in this area. Get them to come do an autograph signing. Get, you know, just little things. You know, set up a volleyball thing in your business. And, you know, there's just so many things that go through my head. That I would love to do, and it's all timing because they have schedules between practice and games and school. I mean, you have to be able to fit what you want to do with inside their schedule, and it can't be the other way around.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're athletes. They're students first.
Exactly.
They're athletes, and then they do. I'm glad you brought up the scheduling as well, because they have tight schedules. You know, they're going to school. They got classes, or they're, you know, have maybe clinicals depending on what field they're in, and they have, or student teaching, and then they have practice time, and then they have, they're in icing, or they're in doing weights, and in between there they got to do homework, and then so or they're traveling, right?
Yep.
They're on the road. So
just like when I call, I say, hey, let me know what their dates are so I can, before I plan our stuff, I can try to plan it around what their schedules are.
Katie, what do you think about, you know, the NIL marketplace for Toledo? What else can we do?
I think we're doing it right now. I think telling the stories that we have and, you know, I'm not giving away free cars. I don't have that budget. But, you
it's
know,
hard to compete with.
I know. I can't Vinny. Compete. That's... But, I mean, Vinny telling his story as much as he can, you know, that's all he can do. He is keep doing what you're doing and more people will catch on and more people will hear about it. And that's all we can do is create a buzz and attract more people to join in.
But also, Katie, really, I mean, obviously, you know, every little bit helps, you know, and I think really with what you're doing as well, you're, you know, support the university, you both do, your companies do, but also I don't think it always has to be, you know, a larger scale. A lot of the young ladies, you know, they're very grateful for, you know, have you been to the grocery store? It's expensive, right? Mm-hmm. Gasoline's expensive, even if you have a car, you know, currently insurance, everything. So I think anytime, you know, you can be a business that, you know, even on, you know, they, of course, like cash. That's always the great way to go. But trades are, you know, equally important for all these girls. They're also, some of them are, you know, yeah, they're athletes, but they like to get their hair done. Getting your hair done is expensive. Your nails, you know, clothing, you know. So there's a lot of other cool things. Food in general, they have their own little favorites. Some like chicken wings or they, you know, really get interested in like a certain restaurant locally or they have to have their latte daily. I mean, I don't know if you've been to the coffee shop lately, but a latte is not, you know, the price tag's getting up there as well. So I think there's a lot the community can do to come forth and support them, even for, you know, if you're a breakfast place, whatnot. They love things like that.
I think that's a great point. I think the scale is so, you know, it ranges. So, you know, you don't have to be able to pay them thousands of dollars or give them a free car. You can start small and show your appreciation and recognize them for at a smaller level. And, you know, the more people that do that, the better everyone is.
You know, and I love the point that she made because the cars are great and they're massive, right? But what we need as a community, we need more of Inside the Five. We need the restaurants and we need the clothing stores and we need the boutiques and that type of stuff. That is what this needs.
Yes.
Like we do a couple different events throughout the year that we bring two or three of the girls into, and they get paid to do that by coming to the event and interacting with the community, which we love to do. Outside of the cars, that's some of the things that I love to do the most. But we need so much more from business owners like you. To the floodgates are there, but we need to open them wide, and that's how we're going to do it in Toledo.
I like it. So I have a final question as we wrap up for the day. What advice would you give to companies who are thinking about it or hesitant about it? They want to explore NIL sponsorships and support women for the first time. What would you tell them?
First, you can't talk to the kids. You got to talk to their agent.
Thank you.
Okay,
I can
so
be reached at. No, I'm just kidding.
call me at the store. I'll give you a number. You can't reach the kids because it's a direct violation. Get a hold of, see who their agents are, and bring them out to lunch. Bring them and meet them and find out what they're about. And just bring them to your establishment and work with them and talk to them and see if there's a fit. Because there's someone out there, whether it's basketball, volleyball, soccer, it doesn't matter. There's somebody out there that's going to fit with you. But you have to meet the kids. You just have to, because they're great, great humans.
Katie?
Why not? Why not do it? So my advice is do it.
Yes.
What do you have to lose? I mean, if you're looking for a partnership, you're looking for, you know, how can it benefit you as well? But you're, in the end, you're going to give a student athlete attention they deserve.
Thank you.
And you're going to give them a platform and you're going to make their day. So, you know, there is no losing in that. Meeting these athletes and doing something good, you know, there is no selfless deed. You will feel good doing something good for somebody.
That's, yes, you will.
I like that. And you know, I feel good today. And I tell you both, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio today. I thank you for your time. And Vinny Schiavone and Katie Fields, you got game. It's clear in today's episode that there's great commitment to supporting female athletics, and it goes beyond just sponsorships. It's about championing opportunities, creating visibility, and inspiring our community to rally around gender equality within the NIL landscape. I want to give a special thanks to my guests, Vinny Schiavone from Jim White Toyota and Katie Fields from Inside the Five, and to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Feel free to visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
This episode of Women Got Game is supported in part by Jim White Toyota, a proud sponsor of women's collegiate athletics in Northwest Ohio. Visit jimwhitetoyota.com.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.